going to answer this. I'm not going to continue this call. Can you be a human being?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know who you're calling?
My name is Michael.
Yes.
My name is Michael, care coordinator with Humana.
Okay.
That's James Driscoll.
Yes, it is.
Hi, just to let you know, this call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
And no, sir, that this call is being recorded as well and will be posted online as into your online folder, which is already created. So go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm calling from Humana. I received a referral to give you a call, and I was just checking in to see if you are in need of any resources related to your emotional health.
My emotional health is not the question as much as the fact that I'm being gang-stalked, and I'm writing to the authors of the gang-stalking as we speak, the article that is at the National Institutes of Health. I have no interface to my law enforcement because they are refusing to acknowledge me. This is a National Institutes of Health document, sir, issued by NIH.gov. It's called the Feminology of Gang Stalking or Group Stalking. It's a part of my chat that I had with what was called Kevin Mark, which I'm not sure if it was a real name or not. And that is what we need to be addressing. Not anything other than that. I have a doctor that's in line with my materials, and he is aware of the gang stalking a part of this. There is no consulate that I can go to except for to go outside of the United States, apparently, and change my United States citizenry. So that's what my plan is, unless I can get Humana to acknowledge me as the content that was actually given in chat is actually true.
Well, whether or not that's true is not why I'm calling. It's more about what you're going through.
I'm going through
behavioral health.
Yeah, I'm going through the conditions that is noted in the document. And it's also noted in the document, they took five stories online, it's an actual scientific process that puts this together. Of the 50 stories, none of the gang stalking incidents that they had were reported had terminated. The gang stalking had, in one event, went through 7 psychiatrists in 3 countries. That was one incident. The other an incident said that it went on for 22 years, and I'm an individual, a targeted individual of gang stalking that has gone on for 15 years. I have a documentation of my encounters with all of this, and it is exactly what it is, gang stalking, sir. And since it is a health initiative that is part of this, you all have to read the document that is posted in the government cares of the authoritative function of healthcare, that is the NIH, and you guys have to do that. You cannot avoid this, this contest where you ignore what is given to you by your patients or whatever, because your site doesn't link to, you can't link to outside sources in the chat as part of the chat. But then again, in the chat itself, sir, the links are available to the users of the chat, which is illogical. The reason why you have the links is to educate yourself over the over the hurdle there and put something into a reference out of your ignorance, because you're no longer ignoring it, which is the root of ignorance. So you have an ignorance hole, a void that function in that process that you need to fix. And to fix it is to actually, I'm putting a reference, I'm contacting the authors of, I'm going to read this to the record here. It says, I'm in the middle of composing this. Dear author panel of the Phenomenology of Gang Stalking, Group Stalking. There are 3 authors. I'm not mentioning the name on voice call, because since this is a confidential record, it's on record in the, on the paper. On the paper. You don't want to listen to this, then I'm gonna tell you, you need to do this. Apparently, we are not supposed to use...
James.
What?
So, I just kind of want to talk to you about why I was calling.
Yeah?
Was it related to kind of what you're talking about? It's more related to whether or not you're in need of any emotional support.
My goal here is to get the San Bernardino Police Department and the San Bernardino... If you won't let me finish my answer, then we have no business making a call here, or this call. I'm answering your question, sir. You want to hear my answer? Do you want to hear my answer?
No, going to talk about something different than what I was asking you.
I'm telling you what my plans are.
Related to your emotional health?
Yes, if you would like me to listen to the answer.
Okay.
Okay. On my birthday, which is coming up next week, I will have either a panel of police here, you know, to enforce the law that it's not, or I'm going to be traveling outside of the house, going into homelessness, forced homelessness, finding another city to go to which I need to find and, you know, uproot and everything myself and find a new doctor and all that, for I can't trust the doctors, and specifically in HIV care, in that I've gone through two attempts at securing my HIV care with Humana that has failed. I have not described those failures to you yet, but that is a sideline issue. My mental health function that I have here in town is the same mental health function that my mom has or had, and we were involving therapy, you know, family therapy up until, you know, we have actually a meeting scheduled for the 1st of September, which is my birthday. So there we are in the process to which I just answered your question. I am in a therapist appointment with my mother, who is also on Humana, like I said, in my address in the chat, and that I'm trying to do my best to get my HIV care, because I've not had an HIV doctor since March of 2019. Because he terminated services unjustly, because he had a fiduciary duty, which is according to the American Journal of Ethics, to repair difficult doctor-patient relationships when he did not do that, sir. So I can't have an honest and open relationship with my HIV doctor. I have a doctor that I have an open and honest relationship with. His name is Dr. Faruqi. He's at Inland Psych here. And I'm okay as far as the interface so far. And I'm just needing this part of the address. The fact that the gang stalking cannot be discussed or in our higher society to terminate when it is against the law. It is criminal activity intended to cause people to have emotional distress. Read the chat online. Are you there, sir?
I'm not going to take down that information.
Because you will not address the need of removing your ignorance, sir. So this call fails the integrity of test trust. This call fails because of your inability to have an open and honest trust between us, sir. You failed it, and I'm hanging up on you. Goodbye.